We've got to evaluate the severity in a systematic and consistent manner. We have to know the cause and we have to know the severity. If we know those two things, we can make a treatment plan. You've got to coordinate care and communicate well between local physicians and PH centers. Aggressively treat contributing causes. Get patients to participate in supervised exercise activity. We tell patients not to push it so much. As with many diseases and most patients, we tell them to maintain current immunizations, flu vaccine, pneumococcus, and COVID vaccines for certain. And unfortunately, sometimes we have to incorporate palliative care services. This needs to be done cautiously and carefully with good communication. On the other hand, pregnancy. When pregnancy occurs, you've got to have PH center care. You really need a specialist here. When we're going to deliver someone at Cedars-Sinai that's got PH, we're meeting on a regular basis once a week, going over the patient, going over our plan, and making sure we have a good one. What about high altitude? If patients are exposed to high altitude or air travel, use supplemental oxygen to keep the O2 sat above 90% or so. And again, we don't recommend patients live at high altitude. Non-essential surgery. If surgery is necessary, again, get a PH person involved, make recommendations, make sure the patient's stable and doesn't need any additional ancillary sort of care.